This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are officially the Democratic nominees for president and vice president after an unprecedented all-virtual four-day convention. So what did we learn about the candidates? And how is this party rallying voters in the middle of a pandemic? Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden traded barbs today on the racial unrest gripping the nation, just hours before the president's final convention address from the White House tonight. Amna Nawaz begins our convention coverage, starting with a recap of last night.
For the third night in a row, Republicans, like Democrats before them, use their convention stage to argue the soul of the nation is at stake.
Not so much whether America will be more conservative or more liberal, more Republican or more Democrat. The choice in this election is whether America remains America.
Vice President Pence delivered his keynote address before a mostly unmasked crowd at Fort McHenry in Baltimore. As the U.S. COVID-19 death toll topped 178,000, he hailed the federal response and presented an optimistic view of the ongoing pandemic.
After all the sacrifice, in this year like no other, all the hardship, we're finding our way forward again.
While racial justice protests roiled communities after the police shooting of another black man, Jacob Blake, Pence and the party doubled down on their message of law and order.
The hard truth is, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. And under President Trump, we will always stand with those who stand on the thin blue line, and we're not going to defund the police, not now, not ever.
And as league after league of professional athletes boycotted games in response to Blake's shooting.
You can kneel before God, but stand for our flag.
Madison Cawthorn, a North Carolina congressional candidate who's partially paralyzed, delivered this message to those who kneel during the national anthem.
Be a radical for freedom. Be a radical for liberty. And be a radical for our republic, for which I stand, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all.
Republicans this week have featured a number of black speakers.
It was the Republican Party that passed the 13th Amendment, abolishing slavery.
Messaging their support for the president and his party.
Donald Trump truly cares about black lives. His policies show his heart. He has done more for black Americans in 4 years than Joe Biden has done in 50.
Last night's programming leaned heavily into the theme of patriotism and national security.
He's always there trying to take care of veterans.
Honoring military service members and featuring several veterans. And on the 100th anniversary of women winning the right to vote, Republicans' appeals to them forged on. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany shared a deeply personal account of her mastectomy and why she's supporting Mr. Trump.
I have a 9-month-old daughter. She's a beautiful, sweet little girl. And I choose to work for this president for her.
Senior advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, said the president has empowered the women around him.
For decades, he has elevated women to senior positions in business and in government. He confides in and consults us, respects our opinions, and insists that we are on equal footing with the men.
Republican National Convention rolls into its final night with another norm-shattering event. President Trump will deliver his remarks from the White House to some 1,500 attendees. Meanwhile, today, Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris claimed a Biden presidency would better tackle the pandemic.
Trump still doesn't have a plan. He still doesn't have a plan. Joe Biden released his first plan in March. He's got a national strategy. He's more than ready to lead. Every month since March, as this pandemic has unfolded, Joe Biden has updated the steps he would take to save American lives.
And on MSNBC, Biden himself charged the Trump administration is using the moment's many uncertainties to its advantage.
He views this as a political benefit to him. You know, he's rooting for more violence, not less, and it's clear about that. And what's he doing? He's kept pouring gasoline on the fire. And you want to end where we are now, we've got to end his tenure as president.
But speaking today, the president said authorities must squash the demonstrations.
If they request that we send the National Guard, they will be there instantaneously, and we will put out the fire, we will put out the flame, we will put out the vandalism, because the vandalism and the looting is ridiculous.
On this, the last night of 2020's unconventional virtual conventions, President Trump will make his case for American voters to give him 4 more years. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nawaz.